This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The constriction tightens. The Strait of Hormuz, a vital artery of global trade, now experiences temporary halts, a chokehold applied not by natural disaster but by deliberate action. Iran asserts accountability, naming Italy and Romania for aiding U.S. aggression. This is not mere saber-rattling. This is the unraveling we have watched for, the nations aligning as the prophets foretold, some in defiance, others as willing accomplices. Yeshayahu spoke of this very constriction, a shaking of the nations, a judgment upon the sea peoples for their pride and rebellion. Understand this. The so-called international community is a mirage, a carefully constructed illusion masking the ancient conflict between Israel and Edom. True allegiance isn't to flags or nations, but to Yahuwah and the covenant promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Scattered Israel must see this clearly. The world system is crumbling, and those aligned with darkness will be swept away. And the hammer falls again upon Lebanon. The Israeli Defense Forces, instruments of Edom's will, systematically demolishing homes, creating a humanitarian crisis, and solidifying their grip on the region. They call it a security operation. We call it aggression. Obadiah prophesied this very arrogance, this climbing to heights only to be cast down, the pride of Edom broken in the face of Yahuwah's judgment. This isn't defense. It's a calculated land grab, a relentless pursuit of dominion over territory rightfully belonging to the scattered tribes of Israel, those who still remember the ancient covenant. The modern state of Israel isn't fulfilling prophecy, it's provoking it. It's a counterfeit, a manufactured kingdom built on stolen land and sustained by the lies of the West. The escalation doesn't stop at the border. Even as the IDF rains destruction upon Lebanon, the International Atomic Energy Agency offers a false peace, resuming inspections within Iran. A futile exercise, a distraction from the true disease, the spiritual bankruptcy of a world system steeped in rebellion. The IAEA, a tool of Edom, seeks to manage symptoms, not cure the illness. They offer verification while ignoring the fundamental truth. Yahuwah is sovereign, and his covenant with Israel is unbreakable. This timing is no accident. As Israel expands its military footprint, the IAEA offers a veneer of stability, a calculated maneuver to appease global powers while preparing for further conflict. It's a dance of death, orchestrated by those who have turned their backs on the Most High. And the fraud continues. The narrative of Greater Israel, a fabricated claim to land Yahuwah never relinquished, is relentlessly pushed. This isn't return, it's theft. A global research report rightly exposes this project for what it is, a dangerous delusion. For generations, Israel has been scattered, a consequence of disobedience. But even in exile, the promise of restoration stands firm, tied to repentance, to covenant adherence, not military conquest. The Israeli regime rejects this covenant, seeking dominion through force, falsely claiming Yahuwah's favor while violating his laws. They claim ancient rights, but their claim is built on sand, a blasphemous attempt to usurp Yahuwah's inheritance. The pattern is clear. The collapse of Syria, engineered instability, and now the deliberate seizure of land. The Israeli regime exploits chaos, establishing outposts and settlements, redrawing the map to fit its twisted vision of Greater Israel. This isn't defense. It's a brazen land grab, a violation of international law, and a direct affront to the prophetic word. Yahuwah promised this land to the descendants of Jacob, not to a foreign power built on colonialism and driven by a false ideology. The silence of the international community is deafening, a testament to their complicity, their spiritual blindness. They see the symptoms but refuse to acknowledge the disease. This is the hour the watchman has been sounding the alarm for. The lines are being drawn, the judgments are unfolding, and the remnant of Israel is being awakened. Do not be deceived by the manufactured stage props, the Third Temple preparations, the Red Heifer programs, the Sanhedrin priesthood training. These are Edomite misdirections, designed to distract from the true work of restoration, the gathering of scattered Israel through repentance and obedience. The modern state of Israel is not the fulfillment of prophecy. It is a counterfeit, a tool of Edom and a target of Yahuwah's wrath. The true Israel, scattered among the nations, is being called home, not to a political state, but to a covenant relationship with Yahuwah. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.